Well, good morning again. Welcome to Declare Victory. My name is JC. I am your hostess for today. Are there any first-time callers? All right, we are all family. The events for today are as follows. To declare victory, family has been personally invited by Pastor Patrick Foster to join the Abundant Grace Fellowship Ministries on September 25th, 2016 at 3 p.m. for an appreciation celebration. Our very own Pastor Lavelle Jones will be one of the speakers at this wonderful event, so you don't want to miss it. Mark your calendars. We will see you there. The church is located at 4197 Lakeside Drive, Suite 100, Richmond, California. Pastor Foster sends his utmost thanks for all of our prayers for him and his congregation, and he hopes to see us there. Amen. Tonight is Friday Night Live. The name speaks for itself. Please join us at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with our own Dee Dee Felder, Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, that is, and Diane Templeton. You won't want to miss out, family. I promise you, you will be blessed. Our lineup for today is as follows. Scripture will be read by Robert. Declaration Marcus, praying first, E.K. Dawson, praying second, Adrian, praying third, Brother Jeff, and closing the day would be Brother Tim. I'll repeat that again. Scripture, Brother Robert, Declaration, Brother Marcus, praying first, Brother E.K. Dawson, praying second, Brother Adrian, praying third, Brother Jeff, and closing the day will be Brother Tim. Please do not forget to mute your line by pressing star 6 or your standard mute feature. Thank you all. Have a blessed day. I now pass the call to Brother Robert.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to everyone. I'm going to read out of Psalms 37, 23, and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and doers of his word as I pass the call.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Brother Robert, for the scripture, and JC for hosting, and everyone for being on the call today. I want to remind you, if you would, please, to either use your standard mute feature on your phone or press star 6. To mute your line or do both, as some of us do. We double and triple mute sometimes, but just be mindful of what it is. If you're on mute or if you're off of mute, we want to make sure that the line is clear and then everyone can hear. I want to share something with you today that I know will trigger something in you, because it's done something for me as I was preparing. I want to talk to you from, I guess, the subject of this question. What took you so long? What took you so long? What took you so long? Okay. All right. Keep that question in mind. All right. Let's start it off like this. Now, I want to take y'all back. Now, some of you, I'm going to play a few songs for you. And some of you, you will remember some of this. You know, I'm going to go from the past, and I'll bring it up to most recent. So check this out. There's a statement that we say a lot in Christendom or in church, or, you know, just for faith's sake or whatever. We say things like, you know, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time, right? You know, that's a statement that's been said for a long time in history, right? So check this out. I happened to come up on some songs that say that. Let's start with our own sister Mahalia Jackson.
You just got to wait. You got to trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes. He's a one that don't hurry, but he'll be there. Don't you worry. I bet he may not come when we want him. He's got all the time.
Oh, man, that's Sister Mahalia Jackson. I know some of y'all remember that. And see, she was singing so good, it got so good to her, she started clapping. Did you hear that? Wow. And then here we go with Sister Dorothy Love Coates. She picked it up, same song, and decided to remake it. She had some singers. You better go and hit that high note, Sister Dorothy Love Coates. And she picked it up and said it too, right? So there it is again. And then you got this song I remember doing back in our True Hope days in the choir. When I was in the choir years ago, we used to always do Walter Hawkins songs. And this one stood out for me because we used to sing. I don't remember who led it, but this one right here I remember us hearing in church a lot. Okay, Marcus, come on now. Don't cut that. Don't cut that. We were just feeling that. I know. But if I let that run on, then I'm going to run out of time. How about that? So, no, we can't just keep going with that. Here, how about Brother Darryl Coley picked that up, and he even said something like that.
Now, if you're sick and you can't get well, you try that doctor's even better.
He went down everybody's aisle with that, didn't he? May not come when you want them. You may have bills that are due. You know, you may be sick, but the Lord will come through for you. How about this? Then later on, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC. See, I got something for everybody. So something for everybody's different taste. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC. Some of y'all remember this. Check this out. That's one of my grandmother's favorite groups, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC, child. You can't hurry, God. And then, I'm not even going to tell you who this is. As soon as you hear it, you're going to know who it is. Watch this. Yeah, you know what that is. Some of y'all sang this in church in your choir. Listen. Man, we sang that in church so much that I just, oh my gosh, you know, you it gets engraved in you, huh? Most recently, I remember hearing Dorinda Clark Cole even bring it back, and she said this. Now, hold on. She said something right there. She said something right there. She said, waiting on God seems so uncomfortable because you really, really don't know how long you got to wait. Is that true, y'all? I do. I agree with her. I think that is very true. Sometimes it can seem so uncomfortable because you don't know how long. That's what's so uncomfortable about waiting on God, because you don't know how long you got to wait. And I think that's why a lot of people give up. I think that's why a lot of people lose faith, is because they wait and wait and wait. And then some people even give up. They're just like, forget it, I'm not waiting anymore. We end up doing what we want to do, you know, and we say, well, God said this because we didn't want to wait. Or we say, you know, we opt to listen to other people because we didn't want to wait. We opt to grab on to just about anything because we are not waiting on God. Now, let me just take you further into the abyss of this thing, if you will. I just want you to think for a second. I want you to look at, if you will, there's a scripture, St. John, right, chapter 11, St. John chapter 11, verse 1. I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. Verse 3, so the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. Verse 4, but when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now, you notice the scripture points out clearly that Jesus loved Lazarus, right? He loved him, right? And so they sent a message. They sent a message. And, you know, in those days, they didn't have text messages. They didn't have emails. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have phones. They didn't have, you know, even snail mail. They didn't have that. You know, they had to send messages. I don't know if it was sent by a dove. I don't know if it was, you know, given to somebody in a horse. They carried it on a horse. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, we sure we can study that, and somebody may have the answer to that. My point, though, is not on that. My point is this. That it took a while for him to even get the message, right? That Lazarus was ill. Okay, put a pin in that. Let's go on. Verse 6. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, check this out. The Bible says in verse 6 that he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to disciples, okay, let us go to Judea again. Wait a minute. What? What? Let me read that again. Verse 6. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill. Now, first of all, it took a while for him to get the message, right? And then after he got the message, he waited 2 days longer, and he stayed where he was. Somebody please mute your line. I can hear your background noise. After he got the message, which may have took a day or two to get it, then he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was? Really? In the verses before that, it said that he loved Lazarus. He loved Martha. He loved her sister Mary, and he loved Lazarus. Well, if you loved him and you knew he was sick and you knew that you could do something about it, why would you wait 2 days after getting the message? And you know if they're going to send you a message like that, you know it's something serious, right? You know that it's they're not just sending you, he got a cold, you know what I mean? They're sending you the message because they need, first of all, they know that you love him. Second of all, they know that you could do something about it. Anybody on this line, I know that many of us have prayed to God, and maybe no doubt you might be praying for something right now, and God has not come through yet. He hasn't answered your prayer. He hasn't given any direction. And you're starting to lose faith. No doubt you may have lost faith. But you're still telling people, I believe God. I trust God. I know he's coming through. And even you yourself are doubting what you're saying. I'm just letting you have a little Selah in between what I'm saying here. I'm going somewhere. Follow me. Okay. So let's take this a little further. I don't have a lot of time, but I just really want you to think about this. See, a lot of times when we read these scriptures and we know these stories, and we focus on the parts that we can shout about, you know, ooh, he's right on time, God. Woo, he comes on time. But wait a minute. He didn't come on time in this story. in a sense. I'm not trying to dispel that. I'm not trying to say that that's not true. I am saying, however, that he didn't come technically on time, if you will. I'm going somewhere. Don't worry. Don't get worried. Don't get scared. Oh, my God. Brother Mark has been falling off the deep end. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. But look at it, though. You see what I see. If you read the scripture, you see what I see. It says that Jesus loved Lazarus, and it says that he got the message. They sent the message to him. It took time for him to get it, and then he stayed 2 days longer after he got the message. Okay. Then after that, after he got the message, waited 2 days, and then he said to the disciples, oh, you know what? Let's go to Judea. All right, let's read on. Verse 12. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now, Jesus has spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. Okay, so here's 14 verse. And Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I'm glad I was not there. What? I'm glad I was not there? What's the rest of it? So that you may believe. But let us go to him. That sounds kind of nonchalant, doesn't it? It's not like he doesn't even care. Like, whatever. I'm glad I wasn't there. So that way you may believe. Well, let's go. Let's go to him. And then it says, now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. He said he'd been in a tomb for 4 days. And then, get this, 21st verse says, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And there's some other things she said, no doubt. What is it in your life? What things are you dealing with that you prayed to God and you asked God, Lord, I need this, I need that. Lord, I'm trusting you to deal with it. I need you to do it. And then the thing falls apart, or the thing dies, or the situation seems hopeless, completely hopeless. I mean, people have walked away from you because it was hopeless. You yourself have even just taken doubt because it seems hopeless. And you've given up. I mean, you may still say things like, I believe and trust God. Or maybe you just stop speaking about it all along. Maybe you just stop even praying about it. Just move on to something else. Because you figure that, or we chalk it up and say, well, this is just the way God wanted it. Well, what happened to your faith? Because we talk so much about how if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that it can move mountains. Okay, well, why did you stop believing God for that situation? And here's the thing. Here's what we need to focus on. Let me share something with you that I found, which is the reason why I'm sharing this. I hear some kind of air noise or something. Can everybody just check and make sure that your line is muted? Because there's some air or something that I hear. I want to make sure everybody hears this very clearly. So listen. There's something that I found. It was in my email, and I was checking. Hold on. This may be me. Hold on a second. Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. So the scripture says, I got an email recently, and this email was talking about this story, and it says this. The name of Lazarus in Hebrew means my God will help. Did you hear that? The name of Lazarus in Hebrew means my God will help. And the story of his resurrection definitely justifies it. When news about Lazarus' sickness reaches Jesus, he decides to stay put for 2 days. He finally arrives at Bethany in Hebrew, which means the house of the poor. 4 days after Lazarus' death, Mary, Lazarus' sister, tells him that if he would have come on time, Lazarus might still be alive. Well, he just didn't come in his time. Well, it's more than that. Jesus then resurrects Lazarus. We know that, right? But there's more to this. Check this out. It says, when reading this story, we miss a most important Jewish cultural reference point that makes all the difference. In ancient times, many Jews believed that after death, the soul hovers over the body, trying to get back in for a period of, hold on, wait for it, 3 days. These are the 3 days of resurrection. Now things become clear. Jesus timed his arrival to Bethany to the fourth day of Lazarus' death in order to show that his powers of resurrection were not limited to 3 days. For he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. Discovering the Jewishness of Jesus and of the early Jesus movement is a crucial step in the continual process of accurate interpretation of the New Testament. So what are we saying here? In other words, it was a custom, a Jewish cultural reference point that they believed that Jews believed that after death, that the soul hovers over the body, trying to get back in for a period of 3 days. So him waiting until that period was up dispels any belief that when he brought Lazarus back, they couldn't say, oh, it was just because the soul had got back in. Nobody could say that Lazarus had something to do with it. He was just asleep. Even the disciples said, well, you know, if he sleep, you know, then, you know, he'll be fine because he probably just needs some rest and he'll be okay. But no, he was dead. They had buried him. It was over. And no doubt people had given up. They rolled the stone away. They rolled the stone against the tomb and closed it up and, you know, had his funeral. They somebody preached his eulogy. It was over. It was done. That was it. They was crying. They put him away and went on and had the repast, and that was it. There is somebody right now who may be in the middle of that. Maybe you're in a situation where you believe God for something, and you were trusting God. You were praying. You fasted. You were seeking God. You were hoping, God, I just believe you. I trust you. You prayed. I don't know how long it may have taken. Maybe it was months. Maybe it's been years. Maybe it's been a longer time than 2 or 3 years. Maybe it's been longer than that. You trusted God, and it just seemed like it died or it failed or it just didn't come together. Well, I believe that there are some situations, but many situations, that God allows to die. God allows to fall apart, seemingly, in our minds. So that way nobody can say, oh, it was because of his or her ability. Nobody could say, oh, it was because, you know, there's nothing they could say. There's nothing they can say. Well, you know, she just knew what to do. That's why it came back together. No. Mm-mm. Martha and Mary, nobody there. They didn't know what to do. The only thing, in the scripture, when people called for Jesus, that means that's it. I'm lost. But what do you do when you call for Jesus, when you're lost and you call for Jesus and he doesn't come until after things are gone? There's some people right now that you've lost a situation. You've lost, seemingly you've lost something. It's fallen apart. It's died. And God is saying, it's good. It's good that I didn't come before. That way you'll believe. You'll know that it was me. And get this. Check this out. You know what? If you read even further towards, you know, in another chapter, I believe it's the 12th chapter, I was reading further, and it says, it's talking about how this was the final miracle that Jesus had performed, before he went to Calvary. One of the final miracles that he performed before he went to Calvary. And get this, when he had performed that miracle, it was kind of that pushed everybody over the edge, and they wanted to crucify Jesus. But check this out. I also read that it says that they also wanted to kill Lazarus. Why? Because it was because that he raised Lazarus from the dead that people believed in Jesus, and people started, you know, throwing away these, you know, Jewish customs. They start throwing away their traditions and stuff, and they start saying, "Forget it, I believe Jesus," because, you know, he did, you know, because of what he did, it dispelled our religious ideas and everything, and our customs and our thoughts about how things work. And so we don't need, so the people were, you know, they were like, we don't need Lazarus walking around because he's proof that Jesus is really the Son of God. So we need to kill Lazarus too. There's some people who have watched you come back, have watched you succeed, have watched you seemingly raise from the dead. You got a job now, or you're still surviving without a job, or, you know, you made it after the divorce, or, you know, your kids are still are doing even better now after they decide they didn't want to help you, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, they don't like the fact that you've gotten out of that tomb. And the reason why they don't like it is because it's proof that it was nothing but God. Some people don't like the favor of God on your life.
Right.
Because it's proof that God did it. And it makes them, you know, no doubt some of them may have talked about you. And they may have said, oh, she ain't never going to make it. And so the fact that you made it kind of makes them look bad, kind of makes them look like a lie. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to let things die sometimes. But just as long as you don't give up, just as long as you know that just because it died doesn't mean that God is not able. Yeah, he may not come when you want it, but he's right on time. But when in what time, though? Is it the time that you think that he should come? And I think that's what they were saying. That's what that statement says. He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. Your time may not be what, you know, your time may be one thing, but his time is something else. God has a timing. God has a plan. He has a purpose. Even though the situation may seemingly die or fall apart, trust that God has a plan. What took you so long, Lord? Stop saying what took you so long and say, no matter what direction this goes in, Lord, I know and I trust that you love me enough that you will come. Even though the situation may die, I still trust you. We could pick this up in the Love, Life, and Victory discussion as I pass the call on to the first prayer warrior. God bless.
Father, we thank you this morning for another opportunity to come before you boldly, Lord God. I thank you, first of all, for this wonderful declaration, Lord God, that Marcus has poured out to us as you had poured into him, Lord God, for something for us to think or to ponder, Lord. And the truth really is, Lord God, that we can depend on you whatever time you come, Lord. So we thank you, long as we're trusting and believing in you, Lord. Father, we thank you again for our trust and our belief and our hope in you, our hope. And everything lies in you, Lord God. God, forgive us of our sin, Lord God. God, we repent, Lord God, and we ask your forgiveness, Lord God, and that we would grow past and grow through our experiences and our wisdom, with your wisdom and your knowledge, oh God. But most of all, forgive us and wipe our slates clean, Lord God, so that we can continue to serve you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every prayer request. Thank you for every praise report. I heard one from probably for Dee Dee's daughter. Lord, we thank you so very much. God, my prayer is that we encourage the brothers today. We encourage the men today, Lord God, that you would continue to resuscitate us, to blow a wind of your Holy Spirit, blow a wind of your love, a wind of your mercy, the winds and the strength of your grace, Lord God, into us, Lord God. We thank you, my Father, right now, Lord, for every man that is on this call, Lord God, and we pray now that with them listening, Lord God, and with them participating, Lord God, that you would hear their cry, you would hear their hearts, Lord God, that you would help us make the adjustments necessary to continue to be a faith walker, Lord God, to be a God chaser, Lord God, for us to hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord God, to clean us up, Lord God, and to make us bold men, wise men, Lord God, God, most of all, a God man. I thank you, Father. Thank you for every single solitary brother. Thank you for those that are taking care of their families. Thank you. taking care of their responsibilities. Thank you for them leading households. Thank you even in some cases leading while bleeding, Lord God. But even if we lead while we bleed, Lord God, you have the ability to repair us, fix us, mend us, resuscitate us, Lord God. And we're so thankful, so grateful for you and your awesome power, Lord God. Speak encouragement, Lord God, for those theaters hung down, whose spirit needs a new boost in their spirit, Lord God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, O Lord. Thank you for all the brothers that pray every Friday, Lord God. And thank you for their steadfastness. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you for the mentor spirit that exists as we mentor each other. Thank you for the call for the men on Thursdays, Lord God. And then most of all, God, we thank you for our walk with you and our relationship, oh God. Continue creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, Lord God, so that we might serve you. And then thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, done, and will do in our lives. In Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
Thank you, Lord God, for another day. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your words and your reminding of us of what we need to remember, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for your word today because it reminds us, and it reminded me, Lord God, that no matter what it seems like, Lord God, you can resurrect whatever issue it is so that it can have life, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the life, Lord God. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for changing and bringing us back to where we need to be, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for wisdom, Lord God. You placed on my heart, Lord God, for us to pray for me to pray for wisdom, Lord God. So I'm praying for wisdom, Lord God, that not the world wisdom, Lord God, but I'm praying that we have the wisdom that you give us, Lord God, because the wisdom that you give us, that we can walk into situations, we can follow and go where you say go and be wise in your words, Lord God, in your wisdom, Lord God, not in the world. Because the world would have us say things that we shouldn't say or do things that we shouldn't do, Lord God. But if we wait on you, Lord God, and we trust in you and we let you give us the words that we need to say, then we'll say the things at the right time and the things that need to be said to make changes, Lord God. So I pray for wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, in our family's life, the unsaved loved ones, Lord God, help us to remember that you can resurrect the dead flesh, Lord God. You can resurrect a person from the dead works, Lord God, because you resurrected us, Lord God. We were once in sin. We were once dead in sin, Lord God, and you resurrected us, Lord God. So thank you for resurrection, Lord God, and help us to remember that you can resurrect us, resurrect them, Lord God. Help us to remember that the words that you give us, if we walk in your wisdom, Lord God, that we'll be able to speak a word and that word help them, Lord God. Help us to remember to speak those words that you give us as you have given us to say them in love, Lord God, and not in anger or frustration, Lord God, but in love. Lord God, help us to remember to speak words of life to our neighbors, Lord God, and the people that live around us, Lord God, and to our families, Lord God, our children. Help us to remember to speak the love, the words of love, and speak with wisdom to those that are in our lives and our families, Lord God. Because sometimes we speak in anger, frustration. Sometimes we speak in ways and tones that we shouldn't say, Lord God. But because of the wisdom that you can give us, Lord God, the wisdom that we're supposed to walk in, Lord God, we can speak in love, Lord God, whenever we have to say something, and we won't be frustrated. We won't allow frustration to make our words harsh. Help us, Lord God, to remember that you can resurrect even the broken relationships in our families, Lord God, the broken relationships in marriages, Lord God, the broken relationships in our children, Lord God, the broken relationships in our jobs, Lord God. Help us to remember that you are a resurrector, Lord God. You can resurrect us from all these bad things, Lord God, into something good. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to this point, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us, Lord God, because sometimes we forget, Lord God. I've recognized that the flesh forgets, Lord God. When the flesh gets upset, when it gets frustrated, when it gets through the waiting and seems like you're not going to answer, Lord God, we tend to turn, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, for your love. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your persistence, Lord God, because you're sitting there saying, I'm here. Turn to me and trust me.
And so, Lord God, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your love. Lord God, for our children that are, and our friends and family members that are in the war, Lord God, in the service, help them, Lord God. Give them wisdom. Give them peace, Lord God. Help them to have the right words to say, the right things to do, Lord God. Give them the understanding of what they need to say, Lord God, and what situations they may come up in, Lord God. Help them to keep their eyes on you and not on what they see and not on what's going on around them, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for showing us how to walk in love, even with our enemies, Lord God. Give us the wisdom of words of what to say when we see them, Lord God. Wisdom to walk in love and to say things in love, not in anger, not in frustration, but in love, Lord God. It's helping us to remember that we are your children, Lord God. You say, he that thinketh himself to be wise doesn't become a fool, that he may become wise. Lord God, it's your wisdom that we're seeking, Lord God. It's your wisdom that we're seeking to follow, Lord God. Not the world's wisdom, Lord God, but your wisdom. We're asking you, Lord God, to give us the strength and the wisdom and of the words that you want us to speak and how you want us to say them, Lord God. Help us to walk in love, Lord God. Help us to remember, even though our relationship seems like it's destroyed and utterly cast down, Lord God, that you can still resurrect it, Lord God. Lord God, send peace and love to the families. Send peace and love to the marriages, Lord God. Send peace and love, Lord God. Help us to remember to walk in wisdom and in peace, and trusting in you, knowing that you can resurrect those things that are broken. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, Lord God. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Thank you for all those that are on the call. Thank you for all of those that are praying, Lord God. Thank you for their love for you. Thank you for the bond and the family that we have created, that you created with us, Lord God. Thank you in the name of Jesus as I pass the call.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, another opportunity to cry out to you, Lord God. This morning, Lord God, I too, Lord God, pray for repentance, Lord God, and ask for forgiveness, Lord God, of all of my sins, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, of all our sins, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful, Lord, for God. Hallelujah. And that you forgive us, Lord God, as we repent, Lord God. So for that opportunity, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the declaration this morning, Lord God, reminding us, Lord God, not to lose faith, Lord God. So, Lord God, I ask this morning, Lord God, that you strengthen us, Lord God, and build us up, Lord God. Let us not be weary, Lord God. Let us, that mustard seed of faith, that measure of faith, Lord God, that you have dealt to each and every one of us, God. Let it grow, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the watering, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the planting, Lord God. Help us to grow, Lord God, in every area of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we have so much to be grateful for this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. The children, Lord God, are pre-registering, Lord God, to return to school, Lord God. There's so much energy in the atmosphere, Lord God. So, Lord God, we want to pray in advance, Lord God, that the children, God, hallelujah, will have the greatest school year that, hallelujah, that they can have this year, Lord God. So we pray and we ask, Lord God, that you protect the children, Lord God. Cover the children, Lord God, at this time, Lord God, of their anticipation, Lord God. They're excited, Lord God. The campuses, Lord God, are filling up, Lord God, with parents coming to register their children, Lord God. Lord God, protect the children, Lord God, as the summer come to an end, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they have the greatest school year, Lord God, that they could have this year, Lord God. There's so much going on in the world, Lord God, but there is so much that we have to be grateful for, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of belief, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I didn't hear any prayer requests, whether they were spoken or whatever prayer request, Lord God, that was spoken this morning, I didn't hear, Lord God, but I want to lift up every prayer request to you, Lord God. I want to lift up every believer, Lord God, that is connected to this prayer line. Lord God, I lift up, declare victory to you this morning, Lord God. I pray you continually guide us, Lord God. Continue to cover us, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Build us up, Lord God, that we do not lose faith. We have so much to be grateful. Lord God, I continue, Lord God, to pray for this nation, Lord God. I lift the United States of America up to you, Lord God, and I pray your protection over this nation, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for your influence, Lord God, over the election, Lord God. No matter who, Lord God, takes the seat leading this country, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, your influence over their hearts and their minds, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to recognize and to see, Lord God, the time and the age in which we are living, Lord God. Help us to recognize, Lord God, through your word, Lord God, the state of this world, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to lose faith, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, on your holy word, Lord God. So, hallelujah. No matter, Lord God, who comes into office, Lord God, we will place our trust in you, Lord God. For that, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I continue to lift up the youth pastors, Lord God, Lord God. Hallelujah. Along with every other pastor, Lord God. But, Lord God, I pray a special covering, Lord God, for our youth pastors, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As they pray for our young people, Lord God, as they cover our young people in prayer, Lord God, and in ministering, Lord God, and teaching them, Lord God, your holy word, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you pour back in to our youth pastors, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Build them up, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up every pastor and bishop, Lord God, connected to this prayer line, Lord God. Every name, Lord God, that is on the prayer list, Lord God, I pray for them, Lord God, and their congregation, Lord God. For them, Lord God, we say thank you this morning, Lord God. We pray your continued covering and blessing, Lord God, over their lives, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you for them, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for every believer, everyone that declares victory, Lord God, over our lives. On this prayer line, declare victory, Lord God. I pray for them as well, Lord God. And I pray that you refill them, Lord God, as they pour out into us, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you cover them, Lord God, and their household, Lord God. I pray your protection over them, Lord God. Let there be no lack, Lord God. Lord God, provide them, Lord God, with all of their needs, Lord God. For that, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, before I, as I prepare the pastor call, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for our loved ones, Lord God, that are serving in the military, Lord God. And I pray your protection over them as well, Lord God. Lord God, you know who they are, Lord God. You know them by name, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you cover their hearts and their minds, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are, hallelujah, that they are covered by the blood of Jesus, Lord God, and the prayers of their loved ones, Lord God, as they are living out abroad, Lord God, serving this nation, Lord God. So for that, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We have so much to be thankful for this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, as I prepare the pastor call, Lord God, I want to say thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer, Lord God, and the power of belief, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I pass the call.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you. Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for a brand new day, God. Your word has told us that this is the day that you have made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, it's difficult sometimes for us to rejoice depending on our circumstances because we have so many times allowed our circumstances to direct our joy. But we know, God, that we should be joyful regardless of our circumstances because your word says, this is the day that you have made. Rejoice and be glad in it. So I thank you, God, whether I feel like rejoicing or not, I thank you for the opportunity to rejoice. I thank you for the opportunity to say thank you. I thank you, God, that it is in my spirit to say thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you are in the midst of it, because your word also says, where two or more are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. Thank you for being here this morning, Lord God. Thank you for not oversleeping. Thank you for not turning your back on us, Lord. Thank you for not being so busy that you don't have time to listen to the prayers of your people. Thank you, God, for paying attention. Thank you, God, for being there for us, Lord, as you've been all of our lives. Thank you, God, that we have made the right choice, and that choice is to choose you, Lord God, to trust in you, Lord, to have faith in you, Lord God, to glorify your name, Lord God, to lift you up, to praise you, Lord God. Thank you for being the focus and the center of our joy. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for everything you're doing for us, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to be in your army. Thank you for calling us to a good work. Thank you for lifting us up, Lord God. Thank you for giving us support. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us, Lord God. Thank you for being there for us each and every step of the way, even when we don't think you're there, Lord God. We know that you are there. The word says you will never leave us nor forsake us, and there's joy in that, Lord God. We thank you for that, God. We praise you. We thank you, God, for the miracles that you performed in the lives of your people and the lives of our loved ones. Thank you for the healing power that you possess, Lord God, that you have distributed at your will, Lord God. Thank you for building our faith up, Lord God. Thank you for the success stories that people have shared with one another to encourage us, Lord God, to continue to trust in you and to have faith in you and to believe, Lord God, and to know beyond the shadow of a doubt you're all-powerful, Lord God. And that you've demonstrated to us and you've shown us how much you love us, Lord, because of the things that you've done for us and because you loved us, because your son, your one and only son, came down, died on the cross, Lord God, that we might be reconciled to you, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins on today, Lord God. Clean us up. Create in us a clean heart. Continue to restore our faith in you, Lord. I don't have a lot to say today, Lord God, but I want to say thank you. There are things that I just am overwhelmed about, Lord God, that you are so good, that you are so mighty, that you are so powerful, that you care so much about us. Lord, you've got a world, you've got a universe to run. So much stuff going on, but yet you still have time to pay attention to us. And for that, I'm thankful. For that, I am so grateful, Lord God. Thank you for the start of a brand new day, Lord God. Thank you for those who are under the sound of my voice, Lord God, who have put their trust in you, who have put their hope in you, Lord God, who have decided that they're not going to give up today, Lord God. There have been times we've all felt like giving up. There have been times we've all wanted to throw in the towel. In some way, somehow, Lord God, your spirit came and revived us. I thank you for Brother Marcus this morning, Lord God, playing songs of praise, songs of encouragement, songs of of hope, and how your people have come to lift us up in song, Lord God, that we continue to have something to grab hold to, Lord God, something that we can continue to uplift our faith, Lord God, through song. Thank you for your saints, Lord God. Thank you for your people who are right there, Johnny on the spot, to give us a word of encouragement, to help us move forward, Lord God, to help us to continue to fight this good fight. I thank you, Lord, that we've taken up the task of spreading this good news of this gospel, Lord God, of how good you are and how much you love each and every one of us, Lord God. For some people, it's hard to believe that you love us so much, that you can care so much. Lord, you have the ability and the capability to do anything you want to, Lord God. We thank you that you've demonstrated your love. We thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, I know that I couldn't thank you enough. But I thank you for this Friday, Lord God, the first day of the rest of our lives. And I pray, God, that we continue to give you the glory, and we continue to honor you and continue to praise you, Lord God. And no matter what happens, Lord God, that we will stay faithful, that we will stay prayerful, that we will stay determined, that we will stay focused on you, that we would never go left or never go right, that we will keep our faith and our hope in you, Lord God. Thank you for your support. Pray for the little children, as Brother Jeff so eloquently spoke about the school year getting ready to start, the camaraderie that we're seeking for our children, for the protection that you will give them during this time of returning to school, Lord God. Thank you for the resurrection of the spirit of people, Lord God, to have hope again, Lord God. There's an excitement in the air, Lord God. There's a hope that we hope that you will fulfill in our lives, that you will continue to do what you do best, Lord God. And I just thank you, God. I thank you for this declared victory line, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity that you've given your people to come together on a daily and a regular basis, Lord God. I pray that our prayers will be answered. I pray that we will continue, Lord, to always be ready to help someone, Lord God, who may be less fortunate than we are. I run into people like that all the time, God. I thank you for the compassion that you've continued to give me, Lord God, to care for my fellow man and for my brother man and for my sisters. Thank you, Lord God, that you've given me a gauge, Lord God, to help me know if I'm in the right place, if I'm in the right spot, if I'm doing the right thing. And I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, I pray as I pass the call, as we take our phones off mute, Lord God, just to offer up the words of our mouth to praise you, Lord God, in a corporate fashion, Lord God. I pray, God, that people will have the opportunity to say thank you and to say hallelujah and to give you glory today.
Thank you, Lord.
That we will share in the joy and the happiness, Lord God, knowing that you have protected us, Lord God, that you have brought us into another day, Lord God.
We
were asleep and
we
were slumbered, Lord God.
We magnify you, O Lord. We lift you up today, O God. We praise you today, O God. You are wonderful, God. You are an awesome God, O God. For there is none like you, O God. For you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, O God. For you are the Almighty I Am. Damn, oh God. You are everything to us, oh God. We just thank you this morning, oh God. We can't thank you enough this morning, oh God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. For breathing life into us, oh Lord. For giving us another day to serve you, oh Lord. We can't thank you enough, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We praise and honor you today, oh God. We honor you for all that you're about to do, oh Lord. You are amazing to us, oh God. You are wonderful to us, oh God. for you are Lord, oh Lord, oh God, a King of kings, oh God. You are the beginning and the end, oh God. You are the first and the last, oh Lord. There is none like you, oh God. We trust in you, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We praise your holy name today, oh God. For you are worthy, oh Lord. You are the Almighty, I am, oh God. There is none like you, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, how we thank you today, God. We just praise you today, God. We lift you up today, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, oh God, and worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Nobody else would have done it, oh God, but you gave your only begotten Son, oh Lord, so that we can live and have life more abundantly, oh God. We thank you for it right now, oh God. We thank you for your healing power, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, oh God. Holy Spirit moving right now, oh God. We thank you for the gifts that you've given us, oh God. We ask that you stir them up right now, oh God. Move in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do it right now, oh Lord. Show up and show out right now, oh God. For you know what we're in need of today, oh God. You know every stumbling block, oh Lord. Make us strong enough, oh God. You said when we are weak, you are strong, oh God. So strengthen us right now, oh God. Move, Holy Ghost, move right now, oh God. Strengthen us right now, oh Lord. Lift us up right now, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, bless our finances right now, oh God. Open doors for us that no one can shut, oh God. For you know all that we're in need, oh God. Heal right now, oh God. Heal those who may be sick today, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Cure all cancer right now, oh God. Rip it from the root right now, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. All diabetes got to go, oh God. Remove it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring a high blood pressure to a low, oh God. Do it right now, oh Lord. For we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do, oh Lord. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. We need you right now, oh God. Watch over the youth right now, oh God. Get the hands of protection around them, oh God. Cover them with your blood today, oh God. Do it right now, oh God. Do it right now, oh God. Open their eyes, allow them to see a way, oh God. Lead them down a path of righteousness, oh God. Do it right now, oh God. We need you right now, oh God. We can make it without you, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. For pulling us out of those old dark pits, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. For all that you've done for us, oh God. All that you're planning to do, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We can't thank you enough, oh God. For nobody would have done it like you did, oh God. For you gave your only begotten Son, oh God. So that we can live and have life more abundantly, God. And we thank you for that right now, oh God. We thank you for freeing us from bondages, oh Lord. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. For when we were lost, you were our light, oh God. For you grabbed hold of us and pulled us out, oh Lord. And we thank you for that right now, oh God. We lift you up for that right now, oh God. For you are Lord, oh Lord, and King of kings, oh God. And there is none like you, God. And we thank you right now, oh God. For we need your power right now, oh God. Show up and show out, oh God. Move in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for those who are hungry today, oh God. We pray that you lead them to shelter, oh God. That you feed them a word for their soul, oh God. A word that may turn their lives around, oh God. We pray for those in those hospitals, oh God. Healing to their bodies, oh God. Remove our pain.
name right now, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for it right now, oh God. We pray for those all over this earth, oh God. Those who may be worrying, oh God. Those who may be starving, oh God. We pray you show up and show out, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We need you right now, oh God. Send your Holy Spirit now, oh God. Send it right now, oh God. Set up every gift right now, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. For you see all things, oh God. Show up right now, oh God. We need you right now, oh God. For there is none like you, oh Lord. You are the Lamb of God. And we need you right now, oh Lord. You are our bright morning star, oh Lord. And we need you right now, oh God. Show up right now, oh God. For you know all that we're going through, oh God. We just ask that you break every yoke this morning. That you loosen every chain, oh God. We just ask that you free us from bondage today, oh God. We need you right now, oh God. Show up and show out, oh Lord. Do it right now, oh God. We trust and believe in your word, oh God. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. So show up right now, oh God. Do it in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for it, oh God. We glorify you for it. We magnify you, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God. But we know that it's already done. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We just bless you today. We just praise you, God. We honor you, God, for you are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, thank you, God.
Just tell everybody that
you praise you, God. Just
hallelujah.
Sing your fire, God. Sing your fire, God. Sing your fire, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Still in control, Lord. I just want to tell somebody, Lord God, to love you, Lord God. I just want to tell somebody that you're a miracle worker.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bless you today.
You're merciful.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to tell somebody.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you for this prayer, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the sound this morning, God.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We praise you today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I just need to tell somebody, Lord God.
We thank you for the prayer. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
That right there, Lord.
Yes, God.
You did in that person's life, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this prayer call.
Amen.
Thank you for the voices, Lord God, that you've heard today, Lord God. I know you can decipher each and every voice, Lord God, no matter what it sounded like, Lord God. We pray that it was a sweet sound to your nose, Lord God, to your nostrils. Thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for what you did in that person's life right then. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I just turn the call back over to Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, as we prepare to go into the Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call, are there any new callers that might have joined the call that would like to say good morning? Are there any victors that joined the call that would like to say good morning as well?
Good morning,
Moni.
Good morning. Good morning, Moni.
Good morning, it's Brother Gracio.
Good morning, Brother Gracio.
Right, with your praying self. Good morning to you.
Good morning. God is good, ain't he?
And who else was that?
Good morning.
Oh, that was
Brother Eric.
There were two people talking. I couldn't
morning,
hear
Brother
you.
Eric.
Good morning, Brother Eric.
Good morning, it's
Good morning, it's Moni.
Good morning, Juliet.
Morning,
and who else was that?
Morning.
Monique.
Good morning, Monique.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Janet.
After all.
Good morning,
all you young people.
Good morning, Janet.
I said, after all you young people have said good morning, I'm gonna say good morning. This is Janet. I'm losing my voice, but I hope you were able to hear me, and it wasn't too bad of a struggle to understand what I was saying.
No, it was Amen. Not, Thank Brother you. Tim.
I was worried, man.
Yes.
Good morning, prayer warriors. It's Gail.
Good morning, Gail. Gail.
Hey, family, I'd like to honor my wife and just say I want to thank God for giving her the patience and the super strength, Lord, to deal with me for 6 years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Hey!
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Roe Dow.
Blessings and peace.
Happy anniversary, Mr. Smith. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hope you have a wonderful day. Anyone else? Well, okay, everyone. Who is that?
Sinai J.
Oh, good morning, Sinai J.
Morning, Sinai J.
Good morning, Sinai J.
Good morning, Sinai J.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, everyone. Well, everyone have a wonderful, beautiful, great day. God bless you all, and I will go ahead now and pass the call to Brother Marcus. Love you all.
All right, love you too. Thank you so much. All right, just want to make sure everyone, reminder to, as we go into the Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call, to remember to press star six, or make sure your phone is on mute, unless, of course, you are getting ready to speak, and we definitely want to hear your sound this morning. We want to avoid hearing you cooking breakfast or giving the plans for your day to someone else as we are in our Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call. So let's get it going. Did anyone get anything from the declaration this morning? Do you want to share any standouts, or are there any questions, anything you want to start with this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Brother Marcus, again for your share. I've been going through some things for a while, and sometimes the thought of giving up does cross the mind. But I praise God for him reminding me to hold on. And I must say that there are times when it seems like everything's coming at a point where it looks like nothing is going to work. But thank you for reminding me that even though it looks like it's dead, he is still resurrected. Because, you know, you do get frustrated, you do get tired, and it seems like for me, I wonder, why is it taking so long? Why does it seem like things are not changing? And I guess I could say I've said, why did it take so long for you to show up, Lord? So thank you for the share this morning, because it helped me remember that even though it looks like it's over, it's not over. So thank you.
Amen. And thank you for being brave enough to even say that. Because I know it's not easy to say that, you know, it's easy a lot of times for us to say that, you know, talk about how he brought us out, but when you're in the middle of something or when you're in the middle of dealing with stuff, it's not that easy to say or to speak up and to say that. But, yeah, know that, that God has not forgotten you and that it's not over. Still keep believing and trusting him, even though it seems like it's falling apart. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else?
Hi, good morning. This is Tarina.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I want to share. I think I know I mentioned it before that I'm homeless. Now I'm just going to about 8.5 months. So, yes, I'm in that stage right now. I know I do trust God, and I believe God, and he's been showing up in many ways. And right now, even though I'm homeless, I'm sitting here, right here in an empty house, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths right now, which the owner, God blessed me with the owner to put me in 2 months ago. And they're selling their home. But I know God is still working everything out. So I'm trusting him, and I'm watching to see what he's going to do. I know I'm doing my part, and I know he's going to do his. God bless you all.
What? What are you talking about? I'm sorry. You waiting to see what he's going to do? He's done something. I mean, I know it's not what, you know, you want to have your own. I understand that. I get that because I'm there too. But you're standing in a 4-bedroom empty house? Oh, my God.
I'm about to throw something.
That's crazy. That's amazing that God would even open that door for you. So I'm shouting on your behalf right there, my God. That's awesome. And God has more. If he started there, then he has. I believe that he has more for you. So keep believing, my sister.
Amen.
Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else?
Sister Tarina, this is Brother Eric. Let me tell you that you are not in a place where God is intending to keep you, because my testimony was that I was homeless. Even while I was talking to my wife, and on this anniversary, I was reflecting on just how far God brought me, that even in the midst of a courtship that was separated thousands of miles, even though I was assistant former, God brought me all the way down to where I was in. I wasn't even in a 4-bedroom. I was in one of those storage units. But you had the right attitude, my sister. Just keep praising God, and just keep knowing that God has given you the victory, and that He's got a place already set up for you. You know, just keep on praising Him. He just gave you a taste. That 4-bedroom house, He's just giving you a taste of what He has in plan for you. Just continue to trust Him and know that this is just a temporary place. I just want you to pay attention to the journey, because God is showing you something right now. God is showing you. So allow yourself to experience what God is bringing you through. He's bringing you through a wilderness because He's preparing you for something great. He's preparing you for higher heights and deeper depths. He's strengthening your faith and also your soul. You know, I was homeless, but right now, you know, I have my own place. You know, I'm about to get my own school, which I'll be in charge of. I went from not having a car to drive to 2 cars, you know, along with my lovely wife. So just keep your faith. God is moving you places. So I just want to tell you to be encouraged, Mr. Tareen. God is not through.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Eric. Also, and I think the main thing that stands out from what Brother Eric just said is pay attention. For me, is pay attention to where you are now. Because wherever he's taking you, there's something that you're going to get where you are now that's going to help you along the journey when you get to where he's got you to go, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Good morning.
I was going to add.
That was good for me. Go ahead, brother.
Wait till the battle is over. Okay, I'll go after whoever that is.
This is Tim. I was going to add that God is giving you a testimony. And we are encouraged through the testimony of others. So we see that where Jesus waited the several days before going to Lazarus, that gave the people who were spectators testimony of what they saw, the miracle that they saw happen. So God is giving you testimony, and know that he's using you, that you might give testimony that would encourage others who are around you and see and hear what your situation is. But in the midst of your testimony, it's packaged with the blessing. And so we thank you for your testimony, because you're telling us that God is still able. And I thank you for it, sister, and be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Brother Marcus. Oh, amazing.
Good morning.
And on the same note of what Tim said, in the midst of it all, I'm just so prayerful and hopeful and thankful and grateful, Tarina, that you are still standing. You're strong. You get on this call. You still going. God is continually blessing you. He just blessed you with a car. Your best is yet to come, but it is a process, and your situation is what it is, but even with that, it's a reminder to me, because we all, none of this is our stuff. You know what I mean? It just reminds me of the temporal stuff. We should not get attached to material things anyway, but God does have something better. Your ladder will be greater. So just keep trusting him as you are, and I can tell by your faith. Your faith is so strong, and you're trusting him in the midst of it. I've never been homeless, thank you, Jesus, but I've been in other situations, and to continue to praise God through it, that's the testimony right there to show others, like Brother Tim said, we're able to see it. And you've encouraged someone else this morning, because I'm telling you, every single person on this line is going through something. And to be able to open your mouth and say that and just, you know, just share that, that's a blessing right there. God is like, look at my daughter. She's not giving up on me because I haven't given up on her. I'm still blessing her with her life, just like each and every one of us. He woke us up this morning again. That's a praise, in our right minds, able to get on a call and fellowship with one another and listen to an amazing declaration and have prayer and encourage one another to keep going one more day, because we just take it one day at a time and just keep trusting him. He's good and he's got you. So in the middle of it, praise him.
Good morning, Marcus. Thank you for your declaration. It was wonderful, as usual. And I guess this is just Trarina's day today. She, you know, I remember when she joined the call, kind of, sort of, in the beginning, because we had an event at Dion's house, like our very first Declare Victory party, and we filled up her little living room and her backyard, and I remember Trarina came. But I just wanted to encourage you. Because when I heard you share, you know, I thought back in my mind immediately. I don't know how long ago you started becoming a greeter. I know you read the scripture for a while and then you kind of stopped, but then you started becoming a host, I think is what we call it. During this time of your homelessness, I don't want to call it your homelessness, being in the homeless waiting pattern, your sound has changed. I don't know if you realize it or if you recognize it. And it's a life lesson to all of us. She hasn't cowered. She could have remained quiet and nobody would have known what was going on in her life. But you've gained the courage to share. And you said you were in the homeless waiting pattern more than one time. And each time you've said it today, you sounded really strong. I'm so excited about what God is doing. The fact that you're not sleeping in your car, and you're not bouncing from couch to couch, but you're in an empty house where you can worship and you can praise. You got hot and cold running water. You can put your air mattress in there. Get you one of those oil plug-ins or some candles. Maybe no, don't do candles just in case fire might do something. But you can make it smell good. You got some peace. My God. Just to know that God touched the owner's heart, whoever he is, can you tell us his name so we can pray for him? Because I believe that any time that God touches the heart of somebody to do something for us, we know that it's God's hand, and that I think it's our responsibility to pray for them and pray that God will use that man or bless him. He may decide to give you that. You never know what God is up to. But just remain faithful. What's his name, Trarina? Just so I just want to, nobody else has to, but I just want to pray for him on your behalf.
Okay. It's a married couple, the Quick Hartmans. Mary Beth and Art.
Say it one more time. You broke up.
It's a marriage couple, which the names are Mary Beth, and the husband is Mark Quick Hartman.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth and Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for encouraging me. We appreciate it.
Love it, love it, love it. Amen.
Anybody else? Okay. I want to ask a question. Is there anyone on the line that in hearing the declaration, in hearing our what we're talking about now, about trusting God even though you're still going through, how many of you have, you're either in a situation now or you've been in a situation where you realize that you gave up, that you waited so long and that it was over? And what was that like? Or how did you get to a point of realizing, hey, I think I've given up? And how did you get back on track?
Hey, this is Tanya. This has been several years ago. There was a recent event, maybe about 3 weeks ago. I realized that, no, that one's not the same thing. Let me go back. It's several years ago. And there was a situation, and you know, I was a new believer, and it was a really serious situation. And I was trying to believe God, you know, I thought I was doing okay, and it got to the point where a deadline came up, and I did something that to this day I regret, and it could have been super serious. It could have been, I mean, like, I can't even say it. I don't mind holding my business, but this I can't say because this call is recorded. But it was scary for me, and I felt condemned. I felt ashamed, and I made a decision that I'm not going to take matters in my hands like that again, because it could have gone all bad. But nothing ever came out of it. Nobody, you know, nothing ever came out of it. I'll just put it that way. But I was absolutely condemned for a while, and it haunted me, you know, for a while. Today, I know that I've been forgiven. And I don't dwell on it, but I just use that as a placeholder for me to remind me that I have to trust God, even when I don't get the answer that I want. I could be disappointed because I'm a human being, but I have to trust God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you. That's real good.
Hello.
Anyone else? Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hey. I might lose you. I'm on this hot. Hello. Hey, this was the ratio. See, Trina, you stay encouraged. I'm listening to you speak, and I'm hearing the Lord say, they won't sell that house until the Lord open the door for you. So you stay encouraged. Now, I have been homeless, my family and I, for a while. We were homeless. But through being faithful and trusting God and waiting on the Lord, open the door for us. And I'm believing in him to do the same thing for you. Hello? Can you hear me? I don't know. I'm on this high.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Speak that
so,
word.
So I had to stay in the fire a little longer than I thought I would be in there, but I just trusted God. It was a transformation I had to go through. It's something I had to go through in order to be broken, in order to be humbled. So me and my family sat there. I mean, being mistreated. You got it good. You there by yourself, so can't nobody mistreat you. He was mistreated, and we just stood and waited. And I didn't listen to nobody. I didn't just go nowhere. I trusted God to give me what I asked for. I asked him for a five-bedroom home and a place of peace. He sent me somewhere. I was looking for a home over in the Oakland area because my church is over in the Oakland area. But he sent me somewhere way off in the valley, away from everybody, so I can raise my kids in peace. So you stay encouraged. That house going to be yours until God opens that other door for you. That house will not be sold. Okay? Hello?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Can I jump? I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Something ignited
no,
in
please,
me.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Glory to God. Something ignited in me when Brother Durantio said that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the kind of God that we serve. And, God, we pray that they won't lose a dime behind it, that there won't be any negative or adverse circumstances as a result, that they won't even be allowed to feel any sort of resentment at all. God, that you will meet every need with regards to the mortgage payment, with regards to the insurance that they have on the house, with regards to the utilities on the, whatever it is, God, that they won't miss anything while they're in holding pattern, while you are teaching Tarina the lesson. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And also, when we found the house, when God led us to the house, I didn't have the finances to go in the house, but I trusted and believed in God. My wife stressed a little bit, but I told her, you know what, we got an on-time God. He'll show up at the last minute. So the day before it was time to go meet the man with the money, I got a phone call from an angel. And out the blue, they said, is everything okay? Do you need something? And I explained to them what God had done. And that day, the day of meeting the man, I had the money. So just be encouraged and know that if God going to do it, he's going to do it all. He's not a halfway God. He's an all-the-way God. He's going to do it all the way. So don't worry about deposits or none of that.
Hey, Marcus, excellent declaration. And all the encouragement is amazing. It's incredible. I was not going to say this, but I just keep hearing, while we're going through the process, make sure we make the necessary preparations. That's part of the lesson to be learned, that the necessary preparations and obedience is key, because God is very strategic and intentional, and he'll let us know exactly what to put away, what to do, how to get in right position. I wanted to answer your question. Tarina, I thank God that you opened your mouth. I know a lot of times we want to bail people out of stuff, but they have to go through, and we want to enable and help people. But God is doing something, and we actually work against God when we bail people out of stuff without being led by the Spirit of God. So I just know opening up your mouth, you never know who has the extra bedroom. You know what I mean? So sometimes when we open up our mouth, we have not because we ask not. And pride keeps us from saying something. So I thank you for your boldness and your courage today. And I thank you because God is just working it out, and we can see it. It's nice to see it. Everybody's already said that. Marcus, back to your question. my thing was, and this is kind of, it kind of reminded me, Dion posted something a while back, but this has been my issue. I am almost 50, and I have never been married. And a lot of that is in part, I know, to me, and waiting on timing and talking about believing God for a marriage, not desperate, but believing God for a marriage, putting it in the back of my mind. When it was in the forefront initially, I kind of put it in the back and said, okay, well, I noticed or I realized later in life that there's something about that number 40. When you get an opportunity to look it up in the Bible, so many great things have happened at 40, and it's the 40 is the number of a generation. Things change. I know for me, I started to realize some things at 40. But my low self-esteem and thinking I wasn't enough and not worthy of someone loving me enough to enter into that covenant of marriage affected my ability to even attract someone like that. So that kept me bound and hidden, if you will, for a while. So even my prayer for it, my actions and my thoughts kind of contradicted what I was praying for, if that makes any sense to anybody. So being really mindful, then when I came to the knowledge of who I am and I'm worth something and I have something to offer to another person, the prayer kind of changed, and so I am yet waiting on God, still almost 50, never been married, but I still believe God. But it's not the thing that I'm every day praying about. Sometimes I don't even think about it. Other times I do. So I think that kind of, for me, kind of answers the question you just asked. I yet believe God. I do. I yet believe God for marriage, but I'm just not going to do it just because I realize that that would be a whole nother can of worms or something. I realize it's not easy. I'm not, like, infatuated with the idea of marriage either, is it like that. So that's your question.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. We never want to just move ahead because we're, you know, tired of waiting or something, because then, you know, that would not be in faith either. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that. And that does answer the question. Absolutely. How, for those who don't remember, the question is, have you been in a situation or are you in a situation now where you realize, hey, I've given up, and how if you've been in that situation before, how did you get back on track? That's really where I'm asking. Anyone else want to answer? Want to respond to that?
Brother Marcus.
Hey.
I've been homeless a couple of times in my life, and the one of the times I was staying with the Lord opened the door, and I moved in with this brother that was a pastor. And you know, sometimes people in the church can be kind of harsh, and I was prayerful, and even though I was at this house, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel at peace, and there were times when this person would, you know, just kind of go off on me because I didn't have the money to give him as I thought I would. But then the Lord opened the door that I could get. I got a job, and the pastor asked me to donate to his radio broadcast, so I did. And after I did it, the Lord opened the door that I was blessed with. Like when I moved in, I didn't have any anything to sleep on. I slept on a on the floor on a blanket, and it was a tile floor. Well, after I blessed his radio broadcast, the Lord blessed me with now $400. I want you to understand, when I say the Lord blessed, I got, like, when I moved into the house, there were no couch or anything in the living room. There was nothing in my room. And the Lord blessed me with a couch, a love seat, coffee tables, three coffee tables, lamps. That was just for the living room. And then for my room, I got blessed with a queen-size bed, dresser, chest of drawer, lamps, bookshelf, curvy vacuum cleaner, and some nightstands. And lamps for those nightstands, all $400. And the pastor that I was staying with got an attitude. He said, I knew God was going to bless you, but I didn't know he was going to bless you like that. And I'm like, okay, you're supposed to be my brother. You're supposed to be helping me. And you have given me grief every day. I put food in the house. Your kids came and ate it up. You never said a word. The couch I put in there, allowed your child to pee on it, and you never said a word. You hid it, covered it up. So I was like, how can you be my brother in Christ, and you're treating me like I'm somebody that you don't even care about? But after I moved, the Lord blessed that I could move, and I gave him the furniture and all. I said, you can have it, you know, because God blessed me, so I'm going to bless you. So sometimes when you're in going through things, you feel like giving up. Because I tell you, there's some times when I cried out to the Lord. I'm like, why am I here, Lord? Why am I having to deal with this? You know, granted, I'm not on the street, but I feel like I'm not even supposed to be here. I feel like I'm not even supposed to be a part of anything because of the way he treated me, the way he acted, the way of things like that. Even the church I was going to, you know, we'll pray for you. It's like, okay, but you realize I'm dealing with things. Why aren't you, you know, at least showing me some options? So I thought about giving up quite a few times, but the Lord blessed me. And he continually showed me that even through what I was going through, he was still there. He was still blessing me, still taking care of me, still covering me. And I was blessed to get my own place. And so I thank God for what he showed me through that time. But it was kind of rough at times.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And it can be. And I'm thankful that God has a way of showing us that he's still with us or teaching us, you know, something in the middle of where we are. And that's what we can't miss is what is God trying to teach me in the middle of this? What is God trying to show me? What do I need to learn? What do I need to hear while I'm here? What do I need to know while I'm here? So remember that. Thanks for sharing that. Anyone else before I have?
A lot of times when you're in there like that, this Brother DeRatio, God is just, for me, where I come from, I was like the boogeyman to some people. I was, you know. So sometimes you got to go through those things to be humbled. You got to be humbled. You got to be transformed. You got to be renewed all the way around. So you're going to have to deal with some things before he opens that door. And that's what he showed me when I went through the disrespect, the being. I'm talking about being a true servant, but being treated like terrible. You know what I mean? Not just me, because my family was there, and they were being treated terrible. And I still had to stand there, not say a word, give it to God, pray, and wait on the Lord. And at the end of the day, he opens the doors. That's when your reward comes, long as you stand. It's all about standing and trusting God to fix whatever it is you're going through in the midst of it all. And that's what I had to do. My wife would say, how could you stand for that? Let's just move here. I say, well, God don't want me there. He has something better. So I'm going to wait on the Lord, and I'm going to stand in the fire. And we stood in the fire. So sometimes you got to go through that just to be for him to shake some stuff off you. You know, if you used to growl, he wants you to meow now. He don't want you to growl no more. You know what I mean?
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Marcus?
Yes, hey.
Hey, you know what? I called you. I kept saying, Marcus, 6 times. This is Carol. And I was like, he can't hear me. You know what? I had double muted. But what I wanted to say was, Sister Tarina, I have been through the same thing. I've been through the same thing. And the one thing I want, and I know everybody knows it, but it's very encouraging to know that God is faithful. I am in a house. I have a new car. I mean, I went through the same thing. I was living with family and treated really, really horrible. But I'm not going to go into details. Because God has healed me, and he's healed me in the sense of having a hardened heart towards him. But the way back, you were talking about what the whole declaration in itself was about, waiting on God. And while I was sitting here just listening to a lot of the things everybody was saying, I was thinking about produce, you know, our fruits and our tomatoes and things like that. But mainly, I thought about a mango. A mango is hard until it's ripe. And it's a wait. It's a waiting period in order for it to get ripe. And unfortunately, in life, we have all kinds of things where we have to wait. Now, you asked the other question about have you been in a situation where you gave up? Yes, I have. And what happened in that situation where I gave up, I was crying and I was like, Lord, I mean, literally, why are you taking so long? You know, I need this. And I became really, really, really discouraged. But one thing I do is pray. And I begin to pray and just ask God to continue to give me the strength to wait on this that I am waiting for. And as I prayed, God instilled in me that patience to just wait. And sometimes we look at our situations in the wait and we get extremely discouraged. But God always shows up. He always is on time. And, you know, people always say, he's an on-time God. But what I always say to everybody when I'm talking to them is God is an on-time God. But God is an on-time God on his time. We have to wait on him to do it. It's not our decision. And a lot of times we get impatient. We lose faith. But God is faithful, and in the way he's refining us, it's just like a diamond. A diamond was black before it went through that refining process, and just imagine if that were a person, that would hurt. So just be encouraged, everybody. You know, the wait is a process in which God is building you up and cleaning you up for something. So just be encouraged. I love you all. I love this call. And Marcus, God has blessed you so much with the ability to bring wonderful, wonderful decorations. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate all of you guys on Declare Victory. God bless you.
Bless you. Thanks for that word. Thanks for sharing that.
If I could touch on what she just said about the diamond, interesting because Laura had me speak on diamonds one time, and diamonds are pressed on from all sides. In other words, they come from extreme pressure and extreme heat, and they're pressed on from all sides. And when it's formed, it is black, as she said, but to us, we would probably throw it away because it looks like it was just a plain rock or something. But the word says you were once darkness, but now are light. And as he takes that, as a jeweler takes that diamond, he looks at it, he says, I can make something from this. And he cuts away all the flaws and inclusions, all the darkness, and comes forth a stone that is light. And we were once darkness, but now are light. The Lord has taken us, and he saw us. And other people may have cast us away, but the Lord says, I see something I can make out of this. And he cuts away all the flaws and inclusions and places us out for the whole world to see. So you're diamonds. And all diamonds may look alike, but they're not the same. They all have different cuts, different facets. So every part of our life is a facet. And every part of it is just to make us be seen clear and God be seen in us clear.
Good stuff, good stuff. Yes, sir. Anyone else?
Good morning, it's Gail. Thank you for your declaration.
Yeah.
Good morning, and thank you for the reminder that through God we can do all things, no matter how bad it looks. I was married. I married my high school sweetheart. I might have mentioned this before. And I left him. I made a choice. My son was like a year and a half. And it was the hardest decision I'd ever made. And I went to a shelter because I didn't want to bring the family into it. I didn't want anybody to get harmed, hurt, go to jail. And when I went to the shelter and I saw what the situation so many other women were in. Mine was bad, too. But when I saw women that had been physically abused and their teeth had been knocked out and they had no other options, I had other options if I had to use them. But I went into there, and God was with me. I mean, I was in my early 20s. And I came out with two jobs. And we didn't have any clothes or anything. I could have asked family members. They would have taken us shopping, but I didn't. I was embarrassed because of the marriage had failed, and most people said that he wasn't good for me, this and that. But I was trying to do the right thing. We got married, had a child, et cetera. And we didn't have any clothes or anything. So the shelter I was in was actually a Y for women. And a position came up for the front desk. And the people made donations. So when I left there with the two jobs that God blessed me with, I also left with a wardrobe for 3 years for my son from the donations that were given. So homelessness is something that's devastating. It's very trying, and you just don't know what to do because everyone wants to be comfortable, have somewhere to stay, and that they can call their own and have a peace of mind. But God will make a way, and he'll make a way, our way, what we pray for. He will make it so much better than we ever expected. So I just wanted to just encourage everyone in every situation that you have going right now. God is willing, and he's able, and he will never forsake you. Thank you.
That's right. Amen to that. I'm encouraged myself, so thank you. And I'm sure Sister Trina, I'm sure Sister Trina is encouraged as well. And anybody else,
You know that if you've been waiting a long time, that God has not given up on you. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to sound cliche-ish, but it's so true that, you know, don't give up on God. He has a plan. He has a purpose. He has a goal. And there's a reason why this statement has echoed down through time. You know, notice that the song that I started with was Mahalia Jackson. I was, what, 50s, 60s? He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. You can't hurry God. Then you go to Dorothy Love Coates and then moves on up to, you know, Walter Hawkins and Daryl Coley. And then we coming up to Dottie Peoples and Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs and on up to Dorinda Clark Coleman. There are still songs today that are echoing that same sentiment. You can't hurry God. You just got to wait. He may not come when you want it, but he's on time. And it's so true that he may not come the time that you think he should come, but he has a time, he has a plan, he has a purpose, he has a goal. So don't give up. And just because the situation seemingly has died, thank you, Sister Lisa, for talking about even your situation where it seems like, you know, it's over, but it's not over. I mean, God has a way of blessing you at a time when it just seems like that's just it. There's no way possible, or maybe he meant something else. No, I'm not changing my prayer because it hasn't happened yet. You know, I believe God. I believe and I trust God that he's going to come through, and he's shown me some things along the way. You know, so I need to pay attention to what he's showing me. And I heard somebody else say on the line too, referring to how sometimes I think that was Brother Art or someone, on how he will move you, you know, to a place where you're away from everyone else. Sometimes we need to be away from hearing other people, and other people have an influence on us, so that we can kind of get in a place where we have to trust only God and just God, and that's it. And so I'm grateful for learning that myself, and I'm in this place now where I'm trusting God and believing God in a certain area, and I know that he will come through. He's done it before, and I'm sure he'll do it again. He hasn't forgotten about me. I just need to remain faithful. I need to make sure that my life is surrendered to him, to make sure that my faith is still in him no matter what happens, because ultimately it's not about really what we want anyway, right? It's about what God wants to do, because check this out, what we want may not even be high enough for what God wants to give us. Our faith may be too low. We may be leaving God for an apartment and he wants to bless us with a mansion. You know, we may be leaving God for a part-time job. He may want to give you a business. You know, you may be believing God for a bus pass, and he wants to give you a car business. You know, you never know. You have to, you know, elevate. Maybe we need to elevate our faith. You know, whatever it is, just know that God hasn't forgotten you, and that it's not over for you. And just because it seems like it's been so long, don't stop believing.
Brother Marcus.
Hey.
One other thing. As you were talking, I was thinking also for the tests and the things that we're dealing with or the things that we're going through, I think it's also to make sure that we remember and recognize that he wants us to know that when we say that he's going to do it, when we say that he's going to bring us through it, or he says that we say that he's going to take care of us, that we remember that he is going to do it, and we have a testimony. In other words, we don't just say what we've heard other people say or what we've read in the Bible. We have experienced what he's doing. We've experienced that he's going to do it. We've experienced how he's done it. So it's for us to remember that we're not going by what somebody else told us or what we heard someone else said. We have experienced it, so we know it firsthand, and he builds our faith to know that we know he's done it and we'll do it. Hope that makes sense.
Amen.
Hi, Marcus. Amen. This is Patty.
Hey, it's Patty.
Hi. I'm at Deborah's and she was gone, so she's back. And I would just like to say that just as an encouraging step, I haven't been on the call. I missed you guys, but you know the Lord has. He moved very quickly after when he began the moving part. And as you all know, you know, my mom passed away in January and things just kept going. They didn't stop. And meaning that God opened the door that he had promised me he was going to open, you know, years prior. And I moved from San Jose to Anaheim, which is where I'm living now in Los Angeles. And, we're almost at 8 o'clock, but just encouragement to know that if you hang on, no matter what the pain is, no matter what the trials are, no matter what it is, it may seem like the Lord has walked away from you when he's extremely quiet to you. I promise you that he has not forgotten you. And I'm speaking from experience, and I feel like I've crossed over into my beginning part of my promised land, and the Lord just has an amount, so many things coming my way, and you just have, but the key word is you have to rest in the Lord and allow him to let him know that you trust him to continue to bring you through whatever it is, whatever those things are, those people are that are helping you go through your trials, because that's really what it is. It's painful, but you have to rest. The key for me, the key thing was to get in that area, become content, and wait on the Lord to move me to the next level that he was going to move me to. And believe me, for those that are older callers, you guys know how much pain I was going through. So I'm just saying to you, just as encouragement, just hold on. You know, those days that you feel like, oh, my gosh, I just can't make it, then that's when you need to be on your knees and you need to be at God, the hem of God's garment, to take you, to carry you through the next step, because he's going to. And so I'll end there.
Yeah, great, great, great. Well, thank you all for sharing and for being a part of for sharing your testimony. And for Serena, we're praying for you. And for anybody else who is believing God for a situation in your life and you're trusting God and you know that he will come through, but your faith has been challenged, and just know that he hasn't forgotten, he hasn't given up on you, so don't give up on him. Don't quit. Don't let go. No matter how terrible it may seem or how hopeless it may seem, God operates in things when they seem impossible. And when it's too hard for man, it's just right for God. So those aren't just cliches. Those are things that keep our faith elevated. And, of course, you know, the word as well. But just know that, you know, listen to something that will help you elevate your faith. Watch something
Marcus.
That will help you elevate your faith. Feed. Can y'all hear me? Feed your faith so doubt will starve. You know, trust that God will bring you through and he will bring you out. That's all I have. Is there something someone else wanted to say before we close it out?
Marcus, this is Ruth. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
Hello?
Ruth, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you could hear me.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
I'm in my little bucket car. Sorry for the noise. I just want to say, without crying. I have been encouraged by all the words that everyone has said today, and the brother that said just stand, and how his wife said let's move, and he said no, let's just stand. And that is what we have to do, is just stand, because there are things that we go through that will literally kill us mentally and physically. And I know when people say that some people die from a broken heart. There is not a time that I can think of, and today I still can't look at my brother's picture. And I know that we all have suffered death from, you know, parents and children, but I'm telling you, I never have taken death like this. And I know it wasn't my decision. I know that God signs off on everything that happens in our life. And I also know that, you know, like I said, I put a post on Facebook, my worst day with God is better than my best day without him. And I believe that. I know when once we get what we need or what we've been looking for and waiting for, we still have to give him praise. We cannot forget, not a day, to not praise him for what he's done and what he's getting ready to do. I know some people may get comfortable, not us on the line, but some people get comfortable. Okay, well, I finally got that house I was waiting for. Praise the Lord. You know, and we, you know, may stop praising like we used to. But I have learned to praise him through all things. And even though things are just a little bit better than it was in 2015, because I've never cried in my life like I did in 2015. But I tell you that I am still praising God. Because he has the last word, and everything will come in his timing. I mean, my kids used to say, Mom, why are we still in the wilderness? When is the wilderness? When are we going to get out of the wilderness? Because that's all I can tell them. We are in the wilderness right now. But the wilderness is a humbling place. I'm telling you, you will find yourself being very humbled and kind like you've never been before in the wilderness. But I thank God for the wilderness. I thank God for building me up and changing my mind and my heart and allowing me to forgive people. That's another thing. In the wilderness, you will learn to forgive. So I thank everyone for the input on the call, because I have been encouraged as tears run down my face right now. Because, no, it ain't all great. But God has the last word. That's what I've learned. It has nothing to do with me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
That's it. That's it, Ruth. Exactly. Nothing to do with us. God has the last word. That is so true. Love you and praying for you and knowing that God is healing you and continuing to do what he's doing and he's using you to bless someone else, to give be someone else's strength when they go through what you've been through. So, you know, God bless you all. We are going to end the call here and join us for Friday Night Live at 6 p.m. this evening. Same number, same call-in and PIN code. Love you all. Have a blessed day. And remember that God hasn't forgotten you and that you got to keep holding on. Keep the faith and hang in there, all that good stuff. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be on time. Love you all. God bless.
Be blessed and encouraged.
Love you all.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, but I can show you some real good.
You was fat right there, Marcus?
Uh-huh.
You used to wear stuff like... You see how that is? Like, stuff like that. That's how I knew you were. Now you wear stuff like... Stop!
You stop. Oh, that one right there. Yeah, you look real fat right there. Okay.
Oh, the video of you and Carmelo Love running around the street, that was a good one.
Okay. You don't have that picture no more.
Huh?
I'm on no associates. That's beautiful.
Mother walking.
You can just keep your eyes peeled for a moment. All you really need to do is
Thank you.